the fourth perek begins with the 10 chilukim between Maimonides and Nefashos. The Gemara later refers to this as Asara chilukim. Where is it? Here, the third line from the top on Lamed Vav on the base. Amar Rabba Bo, Asara dvarim yesh ben din Maimonides din Nefashos. The 10 chilukim. So the first one is that a bezin of mammon is sufficient with 3, and a bezin of fashion is 23. That's not based on an inyan of hatzolah. Mashiach came, the remaining 9, the other 9, that's based on the pasuk v'hitzino way that you have to bend over backwards to acquit the person. So that's why it doesn't apply to mammon. That's the opening tesis on the plamid base. And aleph tesis says, how come there are differences between Maimonides and Nefashos? What happened to the pasuk Mishpatecha Yerachem LaHashvos? The Tesis says the inyan mili tola b'schus v'chay be'en LaHashvos and the loshech b'dini Maimonides. Why? Because in dini Maimonides there are 2 parties. So if you're going to be lenient on one, you're going to be machmir on the other one. So that's not fair to the other person. In dini Nefashos there's only 1 person being judged. So then the Halacha says he bend over backwards. So we already learned this Gemara, that the Gemara points out the Kulam here, the top of Lamed Vav on the base. The Kulam, all the 10 chilukim enoge mishah niskal chutz miyatzim shloisha. You need a bezna 23, that's the Mishnah on that base. That shah niskal needs 23, because kemis abanakach misal shor. But the 9 dinim of hatzolah, that's only the hitziluhet, is only when a person's life is being judged. When you're judging on the behemoth, doesn't apply. Then the Gemara has later on the same daf lamed vav on the base. Another difference between dini Maimonides and Nefashos is not mentioned in the Mishnah, also based on Hatzolah, the Tanya. Ein Moshiv Masanhedrin Zokin Besaris Misha Ein Lo Banim. If you have an older person who already forgot what it's like to have Tzar Gidl Banim, so his older people are sometimes not sympathetic. So you're not allowed to have such a person in the Bezin of Din and Nefashos. And Maimonides, it's not Negeh, it's only a Din and Nefashos. Then the Gemara says, Mishayim Rabbanim, also won't be sympathetic. Then the Gemara says, V'chilu feihem b'meisis, Rachmanam ala sachman ala schasola. All the 10 chilukim between Maimonides and Nefashos do not apply to Shoran Niskal, because there is no Din of Hitzil. They do not apply to meisis, because la sachman ala schasola alav. But they do apply to Malkus and to Golus. That's how the Gemara points out on Lama Gimel on the base, right in the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says, again, B'chiluk of the Mesis. By Mesis, you don't have the 9 dinim of Hatzolah. The Gemara quotes 2 psukim, Machlokes Amarayim. One Amar quotes that pasuk that was quoted, Lama Golem based L'sachma L'sach Hatzolah. The other Amar quotes a different pasuk, Kihorek Tahagenu. Or some else suggests maybe there's a difference between the 2 opinions, whether the dinam of Hatzolah should apply to Mediach. Mesis and Mediach are not exactly the same. Mesis means Mesis Liochid, Mediach means Mediach L'Rabim. What's the definition of a Rabim? So I would have thought Rabim means an Irini Dachas. Irini Dachas is a dinam Mediach. So the Menchas Chinuch quotes in the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, it's a commentary on the Rambam, quite several volumes. So the Mishnas Chachamim assumes that it's a din of a rabbim, whatever is called the rabbim, and call it Tarkula. So where is there a discussion of what's called the rabbim? So in the Gemara in Gittin, there's a machloikas tanoim. One time it was of the opinion and a discussion in Amoraim. There was an opinion that neder shuhud of a rabbim ein lo hatar ve ein lo hafara. If a person takes a neder or a shvua barabbim in public, he can't be mata the neder. He can't be matter the shuhur. We have not accepted that opinion. We pass the neder shuhur al das rabbim. Not that the neder was taken by rabbim, bifnei rabbim, but rather he said, I take the neder al das rabbim. Then ein l'hator ve ein l'hafor. So the Gemara has a machlokes there. What's the definition of rabbim? Whether rabbim is 3 or rabbim is 10. Why should one assume rabbim is 3? So the Gemara says, based on the pasuk by Zova, there's a din of nida and there's a din of Zova. So nida is a woman has a riyaz dam be'es nidasa, when it's normal. And a zava is a woman has a riyaz dam below es nidasa. So if a isha, when it's below es nidasa, The Gemara in the end of the Mishnah, it's the end of Anita, say Yudal Chiyam Shabbat Nigdal Anita. There are 11 days when it's irregular, it's abnormal that the Isha should have a Riyas Dam. So if she has, if she becomes a Zavaktana and a Zavakdailo, so if she's a Zavaktana, she has to be Shemeris Yom Kineg Yom. She has to make a Bdika the next day. You have to have one Yom Noki, and then she can go to Mikveh. Minatar, you would say Mikveh Yom Kukuloi. She should be able to go to Mikveh in the morning. And with the Rabbanan, you don't apply Mikveh Yom Kukuloi, because she may go to Mikveh, and then she'll have be with her husband, and she'll have Riyas Dam later in the day. That'll be Sosa the whole day, Lamafreya. It'll come out that the whole tefillah in the mikveh was no good. Shema teshamish v'tir v'tistar, and she'll be oivran and isa koris. So with the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to apply, let's say, a person is sitting shiva. So on the last day, say mikzeim kukula. Nothing, what's going to happen is going to unturn it l'mafreya. There's nothing that can undo l'mafreya, mikzeim kukula. A nazir, let's say a person is a nazir for 30 days. On the last day, there's a machlokes in the first perikinos, and we pass on that you say mikzeim kukuloi. You don't have to observe the naziris the whole 30th day. You can observe a little bit the morning of the 30th day, and then call it quits, mikzeim kukuloi. And by zova min atorah, the mocker of the whole institution, mikzeim kukuloi, is by zova. The pasuk says, safar lo shivas yamim v'achar titar. So Gemara understands, achar, what is achar? Safar lo shivas yamim v'titas, achar maise titar. She does a bdik in the morning of the 7th day, she doesn't have to be shameris the rest of the 7th day. She can go to mikveh that morning. So min haTorah, that's the din. Min haRabbanan, they prohibit it. Rav Shimon, the Tana prohibits it. Shem Tira Batista. So that's by Zavak Tana. And then you have a Zavak Dailo. It's that, so the Loshan HaPasuk is Isha Kisozov Yomim Rabim below Esni Dosa. So below Esni Dosa, when it's not normal, not regular, that's what the Mishnah talks about, the Yudal of Yom, the 11 days that it's not normal to have a Riyas Dam. And then the Gemara says, how do you know you have to have three consecutive days? Because it says Yomim Rabim. So if it would have only said Yomim Miyad Rabim Shnaim, it would mean 2 days in a row. Now that it says Rabim, so it means a little more than two, so it means three. So from the context and that parsha, you see that the word Rabim and that pasuk means three. So the Gemara says, not just in that parsha, and call it Tarkulam, whenever there's a din of Rabim, it means three. So Neder Shuhuda Bar Rabim, Neder Shuhuda Avdas Rabim, depends on three. The other opinion disagrees and says, you're right. But we have a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, Kinush Bolehem Rosh Ho'edah, that when the Givonim came to Yehoshua ben Nun, and they made believe that they were from Eretz Rechoko, from a faraway country, and they wanted to make peace with the Jewish people, and they said, we understand you want to kill all the Africans. So they said, Yehoshua ben Nun said, no, we're not interested in killing Africans. Only the Zainumas who live in Eretz Yisrael. Where do you live? So they said, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. So they were afraid Yehoshua ben Nun's going to wage war against them. So Nishbalahem Rosh Ha'edah. So they swore to them that they're not going to wipe them out. And then it turned out later on that it was a lie, that they were from the Zainumas in Eretz Yisrael. But because Nishbalahem Rosh Ha'edah, so that's why they didn't wipe them out. So the Pasha Pshat is because of Chil Hashem. They took a shvur that wasn't really binding, because it was a shvur based on false pretenses. The shvur is based on the assumption that they're not from the Zainumas in Eretz Yisrael. So strictly speaking, the shvur was meaningless, but they were afraid it would be a Chil Hashem, so that's why they didn't kill him. So that's the Pasha Pshat. So the Gemara is understood initially that no, Kinish Blahim Roshi Ho'edah, the word Eidah has the connotation of 10, that's the opening Mishnah. Same thing for Yehorg Ba'yavah, those who learned to Sugi Lafayim Dalet, Ainhei, because it says, V'nikdash to Besuch, V'nei Yisrael, and then you have another Pasuk, Psecho Eidah, Hara Hazos. So the word Eidah has the connotation of 10. And the first Mishnah has about V'shoftu Eidah, V'tzilahu Eidah. You have to have the possibility of 10 Dayanim saying Chai, V'shoftu Eidah, 10 Dayanim saying Potter, then Ein Bez Neshoka, you need 21, and then it has to be a Rovu Shnayim, you have to have 22, Ein Bez Neshoka, you need 23. So the word Eidah has the connotation of 10. So the other Amora in the Gemara says, the reason why they didn't kill the Givonim is not because of Chil Hashem, but rather Kenisha Lahem Rosh Ha'edah. It was a Shvur Al Das Rabim, or Shvur Barabim, either one or the other. And the word Eidah has the connotation of 10. So that's why the other opinion holds that Rabim is 10. So in the Sefer Mishnah, Chachamim, he thinks that the differences, there are slight differences between a Mesis and a Mediach. In definition, it's a Mesis, it's a Yochid, a Mediach, it's a Rabim. The halachas are slightly different. So the Mishnah's Chachamim thinks that how, what's the definition of Mediach, Mediach HaSarabim, either 3 or 10, depending on that machlokes. Menachas Chinuch thinks that that's a mistake. He thinks that everybody agrees that in Kol HaTorah Kulam, whenever there's a din of Rabim, it depends on 3, because of the Rai from Zava. It's not such good Rai from Zava. I don't understand why. I don't understand the Gemara, and why then Menachas Chinuch chaps his parvus and that. By Zava, from the context of that pasuk, it means 3. Okizazuv Dama Yomim Rabim Al Nidasa. Yomim means Shnaim, and Rabim means more than Shnaim, so Mele means Shloish. It doesn't necessarily prove that the word Rabim Akola Tarkula has Shloisha. I don't know, but that's the Gemara's Raya. Menachas Chinuch holds that that's the Iker, Rabim in Shloisha, based on that. And the opinion in the Gemara that Neru Shehuda Barabim Ein Lo HaTara, that it depends on 10, that's a Yotzim Raklav, that doesn't depend on Hashem Rabim. That depends on Hashem Eidu. Kinnish Bolehem Rosh Ehoedo. That depends on 10. But even that opinion, that Nedesh Udeb Rab means 10, he agrees that Rabbe Mekola Torah Kul is 3. That's why we mention in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, the Darkei Moshe, on the bottom of the tour, the Ramos commentary on the bottom of the tour quotes from the Mordechai in Bav Metziah, towards the other Bav Metziah. Then in Shulchan Aruch, I don't know why the Ramah doesn't quote it, but Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page quotes it in Shin Lama Gimel. He quotes this Mordechai quoted by the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour, that the only time you require a Maisa Kinyan to transfer ownership, we spoke many times about the opening line in the Ramah Milchus Mechira, Perek Aleph Alach Aleph starts out, Ein HaMekech Nikdem Bidvar. You can't transfer ownership just by making an oral declaration. You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. So the Mordechai says that's only if an individual person is selling something or giving a gift to an individual person. But if you're giving to a rabbim is acquiring something, then the kinyan can take effect just by a declaration. You don't need any maisa kinyan. Chazanish suggests maybe that's the whole institution of hefker. Maybe hefker does mean I declare it ownerless. I have a gemara, an old gemara, and I declare that it's hefker. I have too many gemaras around the house. I bring my extra gemaras to the yeshiva, I declare it hefka. So Pasha Pshat is, I declare it ownerless. So the Chazanish has a suggestion at the beginning of the Sefer on Orla, Mishnayis Orla, he has based on the first Mishnah in Orla. He wants to say maybe Pshat and hefka is not ownerless, maybe Pshat is, it belongs to the Rabbim, that any member of the Rabbim has a right to take it at his own. So it's really a Haknola Rabbim. So the psukim that you learn out the institution of hefka from, that's exactly teaching us that a Haknola Rabbim doesn't need a Maisa Kinyan. Ashvis Tishmentenu and Atashta is the mocker for making Paris Hefker and Shnas Hashmita on the Jews' farm. He has the mitzvah, he should declare the Paris as Hefker. And also learned out from the extra word Tishmentenu and Atashta that whenever you want to be Mafka anything, it doesn't have to be Paris and Shnas Hashmita. Whenever you want to be Mafka anything else, there is an institution of Hefker just by making an oral declaration. So whereas we usually assume that it means you make it ownerless, used to belong to make it ownerless, and the Chazanish has a suggestion, maybe that's not what Hefka means. Maybe Hefka means that it belongs to the Rabbim, different from town hall, that town hall belongs to the municipality, that anybody who wants cannot take it, and Hefka means it belongs to the Rabbim, that anyone who wants can take it, like the bailus of Shevet Kuna, Shevet Levi, Truma belongs to Shevet Kuna, that any member of Shevet Kuna has a right to take it. Good. So again, so there is a difference between, there are slight differences later in the Masechta between Mesis and Mediach. Mesis is Lioch and Mediach is L'Rabim. How many people is L'Rabim? I would have thought an Ir and Idachas. I would have thought anything less than an Ir and Idachas doesn't have a din of a Mediach. So the Menachas Chinuch is assuming that it's not correct. I think he has a Rai from a Gemara later. I think there's a Gemara that Taka says like him, that the Mediach L'Rabim. So what's the definition of Rabim? So whereas the Sefer Mishnah's Chachamim thinks that a rabbim, it's a machlok, is 3 or 10, so the Menachas Chinuch thinks, no, everybody agrees that a rabbim is 10. The only case that there is an opinion in the Gemara, that rabbim is everyone agrees rabbim is 3. The only time there's an opinion that rabbim is 10, only by Nishbal Das Rabbim, or Neder Shuhuda Bar Rabbim, because the Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua says, Kinishbal Hem Rosh Ha'Eida, and there Eida has the connotation of 10. But whenever there's any other din that depends on rabbim, so everyone would agree that it depends on 3. So again, so the Osamer suggests that maybe there is a difference between the two psukim quoted here. They both say the same. Rav Simi Barashi and Rav Kana both say the same thing. Chilufa lemesis. Then the mesis doesn't have all of the nine dinim of Hatzolah. The first din that you need a bezin of 23 as opposed to 3, that applies to Mesis and Medich as well. But the nine dinim that are based on Hatzolah, so those, you don't bend over backwards for the Mesis. So is there a difference between the two psukim that they quote? So the Yosemach suggests, maybe there's a difference. Is it only by Mesis, or does it also apply to Medich? He was of the impression that one pasuk seems to apply only to Mesis, the other one perhaps even applies to Medich, even though Medich is not as chomer as Mesis. Okay. So you have these, the nine dinim of Hatzolah. Then the Gemara added another din of Hatzolah, not to have on Lamed Vavim base, not to have a zokein, a mishein, lo banim, a person who's a hard personality. He's not soft. An older person who already forgot tzarkid lo banim, so he may be too tough on the person. One who still remembers what it's like to raise little babies, so he'll be more sympathetic. So that din, not to appoint such a person in the Sanhedrin, doesn't apply to Mesis, doesn't apply to Shon Iskol. It's only an inyan of Hatzolah. And then the Gemara says also on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, that these dinim of Hatzolah, even though Malchus is the Gimel, Malchus and Machloekes Satanaim in the first Mishnah were the Gimel, Ochav Gimel, so we pass on Malchus the Gimel, but still the Gemara says we have Xerushah, Bechavi Malchus Minayin, Chavi Golias Minayin, that they have all the nine dinim of Hatzolah.
Something to make sure, Rabbi. That
three
people?
Rishus Haram, yeah, three, that's right. So that seems that a rabbi means three. Right, that is the Gemara in the beginning of Shnei Nazirim in Masechus Nazir, beginning of Perak Shnei Nazirim. It says that if you have three people together, that's called a rabbi. That's right. There's no machlokes there. That is correct, yeah.
The will that the Hefter is being back into the rabbi. Does that mean that you have to put it in a place where the rabbi can access this thing? If I'm math and I watch, and I put it in a place only two people can get it, is that...
Minatoro Hefker is good. The Gemara in the Dorm says Minatoro Hefker is good, even Bein Ola Bein O, even if there's nobody there who knows about it. I mean, the Rabbanon made a takana that that's not fair. So you have to be Mafke Bifnei Shloisha. So one person and the Shloisha can't be related to each other. So the shloisha have to be one person has the opportunity to acquire it for himself, and the other two will be able to function as edim. So the two who want to function as edim, who could theoretically function as edim, have to be not related to each other, not related to the third person who is going to grab it, not related to me. Otherwise, krovim apsulim leidus, krovim to the neisenek, krovim to the mekabla, krovim to each other, apostle. Yeah, we really who's ever mafkir anything, but if you live in Eretz Yisrael. So after Shnas HaShemitah, there's a din of Shas HaBir. So if you have Perishvis, that Lucius Perishvis, say you're not allowed it, and you took some Perishvis into your home, you want to use it. You took some apples, you took some pears, you took some grapes, and you made wine, whatever. And then you have leftover after the Shas HaBir. So the din is you have to be mafkarit for a while, and then you have a right to take it back. But the din is you have to be mafkarit in the presence of three. So that's what the recent poskim say. You should really not be mafkarit in your own house. And you have three guests there. More correct is you should be mafkarit, let's say if you live in an apartment building, so you should take it out in the hallway, be mafkarit there in the presence of the three people. Chutz l'shusoy. You should be motziat m'shusoy. Or you should bring it out into the street if you live in a private home. So there is no hallway, so you should bring it out into the street. Because biur means to be motziat ben abay. That's by biur, yeah. Hefker, you can be mafkarit in the house. If it's just an inyan of hefker, you can be mafkarit in your house in the presence of three people. But shas habir means you have to be motziat mishuscha, so that's what they say. You should put it in the street before you mafkarit. Fine. So these are the famous asara chilukim. Rashi HaChumash quotes that expression from Lamed Vav Amud Beis, because the Sifrei has it also. We hear in the Gemara, it's Omer Rababo. Rababo makes this statement, asara dvaram yesh mei mamonis l'nevosh. Rashi HaChumash quotes it from the Sifrei. I don't know. That is an interesting question. I don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very passionate person. He kept on pleading on behalf of God. So with all the sins that we did, he was always pleading, and he put his own reputation on the line. It says, so maybe he was an exception to the rule. But otherwise, when you have a din in Nefashah's case, you're not supposed to have older people, because they already forgot, they won't be sympathetic, and they forgot what it's like to have tzagi to buy. Yeah. Older people. I mean, how old is all the people who forgot the Tzar Gidl Panim? Zaken v'saris. What's the definition of a Zaken? Does Rashi say anything? Zaken v'shachach Tzar Gidl Panim. V'ein rachmani v'chein saris. I don't know. Good question. What's the age? When do you forget Tzar Gidl Panim? I don't know.
When somebody has no children.
So sometimes... So sometimes there'll be farbissinate people. Not always. Sometimes there'll be farbissinate people. They won't be sympathetic. Okay. I don't know if it passes, but yeah, but it goes, Ein Moshiv in Misaner. It goes, Adin L'chatchila. You shouldn't do it. Maybe that's why the Mishnah doesn't list it, because it's not really B'di'evit. Nachamal, so the Mishnah says, Ech din mamas, ech din fash, b'dwish, v'chagir, v'shanemra, nishpatecha, yihi alachem. Yeah. The seven drishes v'chakiris really are not, don't appear on one location in Chumash. It's a little bit in one parsha, a little bit. There are three different parshas. There's going to be the Gemara in the next parak. But with the gzereshava, you add them all up and it adds up to seven. So all the three psukim with all gzereshava, it's only for all the cases of nefashas. How do you know that even didi mamanis requires drisha v'chakiris? So that's based on the pasuk nishpatecha yolachem. To be mashva mamanis and nefashas. Okay. But it's only equated, they're only equated with respect to Drishva Chakir. Mambein, Dinam Amis, Dinam Nefasha, so the Mishnah gives all the ten chiluk. Dinam Amis, Beshlosha, Dinam Nefasha, Besim, Beshlosha. Dinam Amis, Poschem, Bein Leschus, Bein Lechoiva. Dinam Nefasha, Poschem, Leschus. What does it mean, Poschem, Leschus? What does it mean? So the Gemara has different suggestions on Omed Beitz, Poschem, Leschus, on the third white line. On Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. So the Gemara asks, what do you say? Echi Aminan. What do you mean, Poschem Leschus? What are you supposed to say? So the first opinion is that after the witnesses testify, so the Bezin should bop them over the head and say, we're not so sure that you're telling the truth, maybe a lie. So the Gemara says, what kind of talking is that? Miyemu Kiriko Amrita. Who says that you're telling the truth? So the Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. You're gonna encourage the Edom to back out from the Haggadah Seidus? That's not right. Edom can back out to Erkadei Dibur. So the Gemara said, but that's not right. That's not right. You muzzle them. They give a Haggadah Seidus and you say, we think maybe you're lying. So the Gemara says, so what's so bad about that? Milo Tanya, don't we have a price of Shimon al-Azarim? Asim Seidim imakum lamakum k'desh d'orv daitan yachzur b'hem. We're afraid maybe the Edom are lying. So we don't make it so easy for Edom and Nefashis. Edom at Mamanis, you don't give him a hard time. Edom and Nefashis, you give him a hard time. So first you have him one location, then you schlep him to a different location, then you take to a different location. Like Masoes, Ela Masse b'nei Yisos, Masim is Edom, you schlep them from one room to the other, you knock them out, so in case they're lying, so we hope that they'll disappear. So you see that you do give the Edom a hard time. Yes, so the Gemara says, but it's still not the same. Still the difference. You pop them over the head, you say, we think that may be a lying. What kind of business is that? If you schlep them from one taste to the other, and they're lying, and they thought they'll get away with it easily, and they see that it's not so easy, so then they may be discouraged from lying. But over here, even if they're telling the truth, we pop them over the head, and we say, we think that may be a lying. So the Gemara rejects that. We say like this, we say to the witnesses testified that he's Chai Visa because he murdered someone, because he was Machal Shabbos, because Baal Eishes Ish. So we tell him, do you have any Yadim who can mazin them? So the Gemara says, that's not fair. We're interested in saving his life. So we say, do you have any Yadim who can mazin them? And we'll give them the death penalty. So that's not fair. That's like in Mamanis. Whatever is Chusel Shel Zeh is Chavosel Shel Zeh. So the Gemara says, that does make any sense. That's not fair. Then the Gemara says, why is it Chavosu Shal Zeh? If we say it right away before Nigmar Din, so the Mishnah says in Makkos that the Oynash of Kasher Zalman was only given if Nigmar Din Apim, if Lo Nigmar Din not. So what's so bad? So the witnesses testify that the guy's Chai Misa, he was Machal Shabbos. And then we ask the man, whom they said was Machal Shabbos, do you have any Edom who can be Mazim them? They won't get the death penalty. They'll be Basileiters, but they won't get the death penalty. So we're trying to save the Nidon, and we're not trying to give the death penalty to the others. So the Gemara says, so why is it Chavosu Shalzeh? Gemara says, no, it still doesn't make any sense. Because we're going to tell the Nidon, maybe have Edom who can be Mazim them. He knows there's a din of Kashazam. He knows Kashazam only, punishment of Kashazam only applies if the Gemara didn't say. He'll wait. He won't bring the Edom to be Mazim today. He'll wait till 2 days later after Bezalel will make a Gemara din before they actually kill him. Then he said, wait a minute, I have Edom who can be Mazim the others. We're putting a bug in his head. So that's not right. So the Gemara says, Hochi, I mean it. This is what I meant to say. Ilu shosikai, if the Nidon will wait that they make Madine until Bezalel will make the Gemara din, and then I say Edom, and then I'll bring the Edom and Mazim the whole Havilach HaBosr Shalzeh. So that's not fair. So that's not fair. So you say, do you have any Edom to be Mazim them? He put a bug in his head that he should be out to take the Kama from the Edom, he should kill them. That's not, you're not Mahapach, this Chusu Shal Ruben, if it's going to be a Chavish Shal Shimon. So the Gemara touches up a little. Elom Rabba, no, you don't say, do you have any Edom to be Mazim them? What you say is, do you have any Edom to be Makrish them? Okay. Rav Kahn has a different suggestion that we say, Midirechman is Daka Pliny. After the witnesses testify, they give a whole story. The guy was Machal Shabbos with Hasroa and everything. And then the Bezdin's first statement should be, based on what you said, we think the guy's innocent. So we're not bopping the Edom over the head. But we say, based on what you said, so far, it looks like he's innocent. Okay, it's just a declaration that doesn't mean anything. Abai v'Rava say, no, we try to calm down the Nidon. By Rabbi Dam Chavayu, Amrinale, we say, Ilakatlus Latitcha. If you're innocent, don't be nervous. Because we never convicted an innocent person. Innocent people are never put to death. So don't worry. In case it's not true, don't be nervous. It'll be discovered. And innocent people don't sit in prison. Innocent people will not be punished. Then the Gemara says on the last line, Tanya Kavosed Abai V'Rov. We have a brisa that supports Abai V'Rov's pshat in the Mishnah. We assume that's what it means. Poskim Eschus. Poskim Eschus just means a declaration that the Bezdin, after the witnesses finish the Haggadah Seder, so the Bezdin tells the Nidon, if you're innocent, don't worry, nothing is going to happen. How do you know that Abai V'Rov is correct? Because it says by the Shavuos HaSoita, the man is suspicious that his wife is having an affair with someone else. So the overall of Rokina Vikina is Ishtoi, and he warns her, Altistri Mishplani. That's a machlokes we discussed several times. Machlokes are Vikivi Rabbi Shmuel, but the overall of Kina Vikina is Ishtoi is a choiva. If he's suspicious that his wife is fooling around, it's a mitzvah. He's obligated to be Mikana Lishto. That's called the Asra. Vikina, he should warn her. Or if it's a rishus, Rabbi Kiva says that it's a chayva, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's a rishus. The Gemara in the Dav Gimel and Soita quotes three psukim that are disputed between Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. One is by Lo Yitama and Parshas Amor, that the kohen is matame to his sister and to all the seven relatives. So Rabbi Kiva says that it's a chayva, and that's how we paskin. And Rabbi Shmuel thinks that it's a rishus. If the kohen wants to, he's permitted to participate in the funeral. Doesn't want to, doesn't have to. So we passed, and that was a machlekes in earlier generations also. Bizman Abai said it was already a machlekes, and it was already Oiske Paschal like Rabbi Kiva before he was even born. This was an ongoing debate generation after generation, whether Lo Yitam is a chayva or Lo Yitam is a Rishus. We passed Lo Yitam is a chayva. Then the third case, the second case, Rabbi Kiva holds that it's a chayva, Rabbi Shmuel holds Rishus. And the third case is in last week's Zedra. That it says if you have an Evi Knaini, let the Mem Tavoidu. So Rabbi Kiva says Chayva, HaMashach Rav, the Oiva Be'asei. Rabbi Shmuel says Rishus. The Evi Knaini doesn't go free B'Sheish, and he doesn't go free B'Yoyva. But if you want to free him, because don't they, the other Mem Tavoidu means you don't have to set him free if you don't want to. You don't have to set him free when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoyva, you don't have to set him free B'Sheish. You want to, you may. We pass like Rabbi Kiva that it's an Isser. So those are the three psukim that it's a machlekes. So if the man is suspicious that his wife is having an affair, so Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that it's a mitzvah lakanas. He should, the proper practice is, he should warn her. The thing is, it could be that he's a meshugana. It could be that he's just over suspicious. And she didn't do anything wrong at all. So that's okay. So he should speak to his marriage counselor. He should speak to his rabbi to discuss it. I remember there was a student here in Yeshiva who was a meshugana. He got married. And then there was a man's jacket hanging in the apartment. So he was chayshed, his wife was mezana someone, the man's jacket in the apartment. That was his apartment before he got married, and he had a whole bunch of friends there who were living in the apartment with him. One of the friends forgot his jacket in the apartment. So he was chayshed the wife. He forgot about it. This was different for every step of the way. He was mishug avtoy. So the wife suffered with him for a while, and they had a baby right away, and then everything was crazy. Till she finally was zeichet to get a get from her husband. Yeah. So a lot of times the guy's just nuts. He's choshed his wife. So then there's no mitzvah l'kaneis ishta. He should say, this guy, he spoke to Rabbi Lipschitz and he spoke to Rabbi Soloveitchik, and they all told him, your wife is a tzadekis, and forget about the whole story. But he didn't listen. So yeah. So there's a din, there's kinui, and then there's stira. And if she's mistateris with that person that the husband was choshed her, then she's asur al bailo, and unless it's bisman shad beis hamikdash yikaim, then he can take her to the beis hamikdash and have a drink maim hamarim. If bisman azedik gemara says on the first daf and soitan daf beis on beis, you should never warn your wife about the altistri mishplani, because if later on she'll do stira, there's no way that she can become a teres al bailo. So it's not a smart thing to warn her, because it'll make an isa that has no hetam. So after Kinyas Tira, the husband takes the wife to the Beis Hamikdash and they give her the Maim Hamarim. So they have her swear ala Tanai. If you're innocent, nothing will happen. There's no poison in the Maim Hamarim. It doesn't taste good because you mix in a little sand. You're not going to die from a little sand. She doesn't have to drink the whole bottle. She drinks a little bit. So it's a miracle. If she dies, then it's a miracle that she dies. But derech hateva, there's no reason that she should die. So you tell her, if you're innocent, nothing will happen. And the Tana Rebbe says, from that pasuk we derive, mikancha pasukim din in the farsha tchila l'schus. This idea in the Mishnah is based on that pasuk by the Sota. What do they do by the Sota? They just said, if you're innocent, nothing will happen. So you see that Rabbi Verava are right, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Pasukim l'schus just means that Bezin makes a declaration to the Nidon, that if you're innocent, nothing is going to happen, and not be nervous, nothing to be nervous about. Poschem din nefashes tchilo l'schus. Rabbi Kivege tells you to look in the Tosis in Kiddushin, Tav Samach Beis Amar Aleph, the top Tosis in Kiddushin, Samach Beis Amar Aleph, and the Gilyan Ashas over here. So that's a famous Tosis. The Gemara there, it's in the middle of the discussion of a Tanai. When do you make a Tanai? A person sells his house ala Tanai. Let's say the person is planning to move to Eretz Yisrael, so he's not going to need his home in Brooklyn anymore. So he sells his home to someone else, thinking, he says, I plan to move to Eretz Yisrael in the summer. I'm not going to need my home, so I sell you the house on the condition that everything works out in Eretz Yisrael. If it doesn't work out, then I'm not selling the house. So if you make such a Tanai, so the tie is valid. Let's say the man gives a kiddushin ala tanai. Hariyat mukudash lisli. If your father gives us $500,000 to live on in the next couple of years, and if he doesn't give us the money within a month, hariyat mukudash lisli. Okay. Or he gives his wife a get ala tanai. So whenever you do a mice ala tanai, so we paskin, you have to have mishpate hatanayim. You have to formulate the tanai in a specific way. Agzeris hakosav, it's learned that from Bnei Godim Bnei Reuven. When they conquered Eretz Yisrael, there was Sheba Shekopsha, it took 7 years to conquer the Lamed Aleph Malochim, and then it took Sheba Shechilku. They divided Eretz, so it took 7 years. So the original plan was that we're going to take Eretz Yisrael with Eir HaYarden to the east, on the eastern side of the Yarden. They're going to divide everything horizontally. Every Shevet was going to get a chunk of Eretz Yisrael, and a little bit grazing land for those who had behemoths. Everyone's going to get like this. then Bnei Gadim Reuven had more Mikne Rav, they had more behemoths than anybody else. So they requested, instead of dividing horizontally like this, let's divide it up differently. Everyone should get a ball that's a circular area or an oval area. And they wanted Reuven and Gad Nachat to Shevet HaMenashe, they wanted to get Eber HaYard. They didn't want to get anything in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he said, okay, make the deal ala tanai, make the chaluk ala tanai. They said, if they help out in the war effort to conquer Eretz Yisrael in the first 7 years, so then the deal is on, and they get Eber HaYard, Reuven Gad Nachat Shevet HaMenashe, they get Eber HaYard, and everybody else is going to get Eretz Yisrael also. Not going to be horizontally divided, going to be areas, all areas, circular area. But Lo Yavru, but if Reuven and Gad Nachat Shevet HaMenashe don't help in the war effort to conquer Eretz Yisrael, so then the whole deal is off. And we're going to divide Eretz Yisrael according to the original plan. Horizontally, everybody gets a strip of Eretz Yisrael, a strip of Eber HaYard, going across like this. So because Moshe Rabbeinu said everything, Bikfelus, Yavru, Nesatim, Imlo Yavru, Nechazu, Besechichem. So we, and first he said the hen, then he said the lab, then it was a Tanai Shev Shalakaimo, and so on. So, and he said Tanai Koidim Lamaisa. So we learn out how you have to formulate a Tanai. If a man gives a get to his wife, Allah Tanai, he has to formulate the Tanai with the Mishpatei HaTanoim. Years ago, they used to give a get to Allah Tanai. Let's say, if a man would go to the army, so the Gemara says he may be missing in action, he may be held captive, he may be held prisoner somewhere. So the Gemara says that the soldiers in the David HaMelech's army always used to give a get in advance before they went to the army, in case they would disappear. So their wives would be allowed to remarry. So there are different opinions over there. That's on Daf Tes and Ksubas. There are different opinions whether the get was given ala Tanai, if I don't come back, or the get was given Belishim Tanai. But if the husband is a Kohen, he can't give the get Belit Tanai. So he has no choice. He has to give the get ala Tanai. So we in America, during the war years, when Jewish soldiers went to war, so a lot of them gave a get. Those who were Kohanim had to give the get ala Tanai. If they're going to get stam, then they can't remarry their wives after they come back. So we usually avoid, it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tur, quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz, who was one of Balei HaTesis. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, we always avoid giving a get ala Tanai because it's complicated. You have to know how to formulate it. Tanai has to correspond to the Mishpatei HaTanayim of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. If it doesn't correspond, then the Tanai Batal Ma'asekayim. But if it's a Kohen who's divorcing his wife because he's gone in the army, he has no choice, then you have to give it a get. After you give the get ala tanai. So one of the mishpatei atanaim is that you have to have the hen koidim lalav. You have to have kafel, you have to say the positive and the negative, and you have to say the positive before you say the negative. So the Gemara in Gittin gives an example. They used to give a get shchid meira. Let's say a man is married and he has no children, and he's sick, he's deadly sick, and he's afraid he may die, then his wife is gandit chalitza, and his brother lives in communist Russia. She's just not going to be able to get to communist Russia. He won't be able to come to Eretz Yisrael to do the chalitza. It'll be impossible. So that's the case, that you give a get. He loves his wife, he gives a get. When they used to give in the 1500s, when sometimes a man was a shchibir, he would give a get, so his wife wouldn't be skukaliyob. So one of the Talmid HaChamim then had an objection that a get that's given meyahavo is not valid. Because in the Chumash it says, "V'sneihu yishachron." If he hates her, because of those sefer krisis. So they all said it's against all the Mishnah, it's against all the Gemaras. The Gemara talks beferish about a get shchid mira. He loves his wife and he doesn't want her to remain in Aguna for the rest of her life. So he gives her a get. So they used to give a get. Ala Tanai. So you have to have hen kaidim lalav. So how is he going to say hen kaidim lalav? So he's going to say, in the event that I die from the sickness, I'm sick in bed now. In the event that I die, hare zagita. In the event that I don't die, hare ein zagita. So the Gemara says that's not a nice way to start off. In the event that I die, lemagdiminish paranusa lanafshe. People don't want to talk about dying, so they said it in reverse. If I don't die, then the get should be meaningless. Shenat pichal. And if I die, so the Gemara says, but that's no good because you have to have hein kaidim lalav. So the Gemara says, they made a takan, he should say three times. as he's about to give the get, so he says three times, if I don't die, the get should not be valid. And that's meaningless. Then he says, and if I do die, the get should be valid. That's hen. Then he says a third time, and if I don't die, the get should not be valid. That's the hen kaim alav. And the first one was just a declaration. So that's what the Gemara says. When you give a get shchid meira, when you give a get shchid meira, and you give it alat tanai, so you got to say the tanai three times. First time you say, if I don't die, the get should not be valid, because you don't want to talk about puranas. You don't want to talk about your premature death. And then later on, you say the hand, and you say the love. So the Tosfos raises an issue over here by the Saita. The Gemara says, "Poschem b'din nefashis tchila l'schus." By the Saita, the first thing we say is, if you're innocent, nothing will happen. And if you're guilty, then you're going to die. Amisa mishuna, miraculous death. So Tosfos asks, you're giving her the shvua ala tanai, and you're saying the lav kodem lahen. He's saying the negative before the positive. You're saying, if you're innocent, nothing will happen. And then you say, if you're guilty, so isn't that lav kodem lahen? If you're innocent, nothing will happen.
And the word nothing makes it lav.
Yeah. It's not the, like it says, if I survive the sickness, nothing is happening, no get. So that's love. He says, and if I die from the sickness, then the get should be chal, that's the hen. Then he has to say a third time, and if I survive, the get should not be valid, because you got to have hen kaim alav. You have to have hen kaim alav. So Tosfos says the kasha, here it's not hen kaim alav, here it's lav kaim lahen. The kohen tells her, in lo shach avi shoy soch, if you're innocent, nothing will happen. And if you're guilty, you're going to die in misa mishunim. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. It's lav kodem lahen. So what's the kasha? What's the din? Then you need hen kodem lav. That's if you give a get alat tanai, give kiddush alat tanai, make a mechira, you sell a house alat tanai. You're doing a mice alat tanai. What's over here?
It happened
already. Whatever happened, it happened. It's a tanai l'shoavar. It's not a tanai in the future. It's something in the future will determine whether this kinyan is valid or not. He's talking about a tanai lusha over. So that's what the Havne Miluim is, the sefer written by the Ktzos HaChoshen on Eben Ezer. The Ktzos HaChoshen Mishpo was written and published by the author himself. The Ktzos on Eben Ezer, he had the manuscript, he had the beginnings of writing of the sefer, and he passed away, so his son-in-law published the sefer. So that's why it's a different style. It's not the same style as the Ktzos. His son-in-law was one of the maskilim. He was a religious man, but he was one. Shlomi Yehuda Rappaport, he's known by the Rosh Teva Shir. So that's why the Hasidim don't like to look in the Avnei Miluim, because the work was done. It was put together by the son-in-law. But he was a Tam Chacham. He has an introduction to the son-in-law. Has an introduction to the Avnei Miluim. So he talks about psychology there, about Freud and psychology. Funny stuff. Okay, well, at least he didn't tamper with the Avnei Miluim. The Ktzos is boom, boom, boom. The Ktzos is always a chiddush. Avnei Miluim, a lot of times he just quotes what the Rishonim say. He doesn't add. So every so often he does add. So here there's a famous Avnei Miluim in Simen Yud. The first piece in Simen Yud in Eben Ezer, he points out that the chiddush haran amaseches git, not the ran on the rift, they say chiddush haran. Amaseches Gittin says not like Tosfos. He says whenever the Tanai is L'Shoavar, that's Midin Tois, that's not Midin Tanai. So you don't need the Hen Kodem L'Lav. The only time you need any Hen Kodem L'Lav is if it's a Tanai L'Habo. The Avnei Miluim obviously didn't have the Sefer Aschus of the Ramban. We have in the Vilna Shas, we have on the bottom of the Rif, we have Asogas of the Balamor on the Rif. And then the Ramban comes to defend the Rif, so he writes Melchemes Hashem. We call it the Melchemes. And then you have Hasagas of the Ravid on the Rif, so when the Ramban comes to defend the Rif and the Hasagas of Ravid, that's called the Sefer Haschus. He's Mizaka the Rif, Sefer Haschus. So we have a whole big Sefer Haschus on Kloli Tanai. He has a lot to say about Tanai, and the end of Gittin, and the Pays, where the Gemara has all the dinim of Tanai. So the Ramban has this. The Ran quoted it from the Ramban. Avnei Miluim didn't have a Vilna Shas, so he didn't have a Sefer Haschus. They were the first ones who printed it from a manuscript. So he should have really quoted the Ramban, but he didn't have it. So Ramban has like that. That whenever there's a Tanai Lusha Avar, it doesn't work Middin Tanai, so you don't need Mishpatea Tanai. It works Middin Tois. It's already, either the facts are already established. Either she was Mazana, she was not Mazana. The only time you need all the Mishpatea Tanai is if you want some event in the future, the rain, the snow, the giving of the money, whatever, something in the future should have an effect retroactively to determine, to establish whether the gift was chal or not. But a Tana Shovar is just Midin Tois, that you don't need all the Mishpatea tonight. But even without that, even if you hold like Taisus, so Taisus holds not, so Taisus holds that Tanai L'Shovar also works Midin Tanai. And you need all the Mishpatea tonight. So I can even understand that. Let's say I'm selling you a house. I own a house, I'm selling you the house, and I say, if it rained yesterday, the sale should take effect. If it didn't rain yesterday, sale should not take effect. So Tosfos holds that that's Midin Tanai, even though it's Nisbara right away. I don't know if it rained yesterday, but at least the people in the neighborhood, they know whether it rained yesterday. So even though it's a Tanai L'Shovar, I said that Tosfos in Kiddushin, that someone based on Aleph holds, that works Midin Tanai. I feel in Anicha works Midin Tanai. That's because I'm making a Maisala Tanai. I'm selling a house. I'm giving a get. I'm giving Kiddushin. So I made a Tolay on something that did or did not take place, that I'm not aware. I don't know if it, otherwise, why did I have to make a Tanai? I should say, I am selling the house. I don't know if it rained yesterday. I say, if it rained yesterday, the house should be sold. If it didn't rain, the house should not be sold. I don't know the facts, but the facts already weren't as barren as of yesterday. So Tosfos holds that it works Midin Tanai, that I understand. But over here, what is he doing about Tanai? What? He's cursing her ala Tanai. She's taking a shvu ala Tanai. She's cursing herself. She accepts upon herself a curse. So this is Midin Tanai. I don't know if the Mishpatea time apply over here. What has it got to do with the Tanai?
In this whole thing we're talking about in post Liskos, we said the first refutation was that you can't muzzle the Aiden. You can't immediately say, we don't trust you.
Yeah.
Well, what about the whole, I thought that was the whole institution of Drisha B'Fakir and B'Dikos, is that we don't accept them right away. And, you know, there's no Nachon Adavar until you, like, you don't trust them. You really have to dig deep.
We have to interrogate. Every court of law has to ask a lot of details. But to bop them over the head to say, we think you're lying, maybe you're lying. How do you bop them over the head? We say you want to ask a lot of details. You have to say, Belosh and Nikia. We want to hear some more details about the case. When did it happen? Where did it happen? Even though it doesn't make...
It's a lusher when you use it.
Yeah.
And we still don't trust them, though. We're still asking them questions because we don't believe them. Yet.
No, we don't believe them. He didn't finish the Agoda Seidus. We want to hear all the details of the case. So all the details include also the Drisha the Hakira. But you don't tell them right away, we think you're lying. That's loy chasmin and lay. So I don't really understand that Taisus. Not only do you see from that Taisus in Kedushin Samat Beis Amar Aleph that they think that a Tanai L'Shoavar is also Midin Tanai, not like the Ramban. Hasvar Nasana is like the Ramban. That it's Midin Tois, not Midin Tanai. See, that's what all the Rishayim ask. That's what all the Rishayim pose that question. Why do you ever need Mishpatea Tanai? The man says, Hariyam Mekodesh Lisli, if it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow, not. So why are there rules and regulations? He didn't want to marry her if it doesn't snow. He only needs a wife if it snows. It does snow, he doesn't need the wife. So they all say, no, it's Midin Tanai. Tanai is not the same as Tois. Tois is when there's an so that's what all the Rishayim work on that. Why isn't every case of Tanai a Tois? So Tois says, if it's an Umdat in the Muchach, I've been dating Rachel for the last year. And then I march down the aisle and they slip Leah in. I've been dating Rachel for 7 years. No, Sheishan. What did he say? About Cheshevashan and Rachel Bitaktan. He's dating Rachel for 7 years. Then they send out wedding invitations, Rachel and Yankov, and then he marches down the aisle and they give him. So that's Mamash and Umdar in the Muchach. That's a Kiddushet Tois, Umdar in the Muchach. But the guy says, if it snows tomorrow, it doesn't snow now. It doesn't make any sense. So if it doesn't make sense, there is no Umdar in the Muchach. That cannot be Midin Tois. So that's Midin Tanai. If it's Midin Tanai, then you have to formulate with the Mishpatea Tanai. Okay. That's what Tosfos Shita is. It depends whether there's a Lunda, Ubed, or a Muchach. It works Midin Tois. The Gemara has a case, a man is about to die, and he never had any children. He's married, he never had any children. So he gives away all of his assets to other people. And then he dies. And then it turns out his wife is pregnant, and she had a baby after he died. So the Gemara says, Gival, if he would have known his wife is pregnant, he wouldn't have given the money away to all the strangers, to all the neighbors. He would have left all the money be Rusha for his own son. So the Gemara says, you don't need any Tanai over there. That's an Umdar and a Muchach. he thought he has, he was married to so many years, had no children. He thought his wife is there. He didn't realize she's pregnant. If he would have known, he certainly wouldn't have given. So that's midin tois, and you don't need mishpatei atam. So that's tois's shita. And other rishonim give different answers. Some rishonim say, and didim amenis, the rabbi holds, and didim amenis, any crazy tanai you make is midin tois. It's my money. I only want to give you the automobile. I don't want to give you the house if it snows tomorrow. It's my money. I have a right to say whatever I want. So any tanai works midin tois, and there's never a need for mishpatei atanayim and a tanai amenis. But getting married or getting divorced, the hafrasha struma, so that has to be something reasonable. And if it's not reasonable, then it can only work midin tanai, and then you have to have mishpatei atanayim. So that's the rabbi holds like that. He understands the shita sagayim that any tanai should be any tanai and didim amenis works midin tois. There's no need for mishpatei atanayim. And the Ramban gives us there are four different answers and the Rishon four different shitas. How do you determine whether something works midin tanai and there is a need for the mishpatei atanayim, works midin tois and there's no need for the mishpatei atanayim? So the Ramban gives this one klal: if it's a tanai l'sha'avar, so it's already established now whether yes or it's not, that something in the future is going to retroactively affect the kiddushin that he did yesterday. So whenever it's a tanai l'sha'avar, it's midin tois. Whenever it's something ba'asid, then it's a, let's say he marries the girl he thought that she was Rachel, turns out that she's Leah. That's a mistake right now. Or the guy says, Hari Mukadesh is on the understanding that I make a good living. And he doesn't make a living at all. Understanding that I'm a big Tamach Chacham. And it's false, under false pretense. He's not a Tamach Chacham. And she wanted to marry a Tamach Chacham. Or she wanted to marry a businessman. Hari Mukadesh is on the understanding that I am a businessman. And he's not a businessman. He's a Stama Bachman. So that's a mistake, behovah. So the Ramban says that's midin tois. So you don't need mishpatei atanayim for that. Whenever the mistake is in the future, Ariyam Mekudosh is on the condition that I go learn in the kollel next year, on the condition that I get a job next year. So that's, you want something in the future to affect retroactively what the kinyan that was done in the past, that has to work midin tanai, not midin tois. So there are different opinions. So I can even understand what Tosfos says, that Tanai L'Sha'avar is Midin Tanai, but I don't understand, what does that have to do over here? What, she's accepting the curse upon herself. She says, if I'm guilty, I accept upon myself the curse, and the miracle should happen. It's because she accepted it. If she doesn't accept it, the curse is not going to take effect. It's a miracle min HaShemai. It doesn't have to do with her. I don't understand the whole thing, why Tosfos thinks that it's, I feel in Aniyach, that Tanai L'Sha'avar is Midin Tanai, not Midin Tois. But this is mamish. What's it got to us? Nishken Tanai, Nishken Tois. Anyway, but Tosfos asked this kasha. How is it valid? He's saying the lav before the hen. He says, "Im lo shachav, if you're innocent, nothing will happen." Then he says, "If you're guilty, you're going to die misa mishuna miraculously." So isn't he saying the lav before the hen? That's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos answers a fantastic chiddush. Tosfos answers that the tzad that we hope is going to happen, that's called the hen. So we hope that she's innocent. We hope that she's innocent.
Do we apply that in other cases too?
Oh, so that's the kasha by the get. That's the Mishnah Lamelach. Yes, the kasha on the Tosfos from the get. The Gemara says if the man is a shchid meira and he's writing a get to his wife that she shouldn't be stuck, she shouldn't be an aguna. He's going to die. He's not going to leave any children. So he hopes he survives. So he says, if I survive this sickness, hare ein zeget. And in the event that I die, harizekitach nu. So he said the one that he hopes happens.
The positive
is the one that he hopes happens. He hopes that he survives. So why did the Gemara say that it's no good? You have to say three times. You have to say first. He should say loy magdim inishpuranu selenapshei. So the first one is a declaration. If I survive this sickness, or nothing should the get should not be chal. Then the next two statements are the hen and the lav. And if I die from the sickness, the get should be chal now, and if I survive, the get should not be chal. You have to say a second and a third time, that's the hen and the lav. So you see, the one that he wants to happen is not called the hen. That's the Mishnah Melech says, don't you see the Gemara in Gittin asking Shmuel, the Gittin is Shchibira. Gemara says, Shmuel formulated this nusach for a get for Shchibira. You got to say it three times. Don't you say it's against that thesis. So in the yeshivas they say, perhaps the teretz is like this. If a man is a shchid meira and he gives his wife a get And he says, if I survive, the get should be meaningless. He says, mamish, nothing. That's a lav. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing with nothing. Over here by the Saita, if she's innocent, so Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Gemara, she's going to have children, and if she had children, it'll be easier. It'll be healthier children, and so on. So there's going to be a miracle happening in either direction. So Tosis says, if there's something is going to change in either direction, if she's innocent, it's going to change. Nixav in Israel Zara. And if she's guilty, she's going to die in Misa Mishuna. Either way is going to be a miracle. So then Tosis says, the tzad that you want to happen, we arbitrarily call that the hen. And we want that she should be innocent. First you say in the hope that she'll be innocent first. But by the get, if he survives the sickness, nothing with nothing. So there was no get, nothing happened. That's a lav. You can't make a lav into a hen. This is only a formulated that cloud, the tzad that you want to happen, is called the hen, if something is going to happen either way. If she's innocent, she'll have healthier babies. And if she's guilty, she'll die in Nisim Mishuna. So which one is the hen, which one is the lav? So then Taisa says, the one that you hope will happen, that's the one that we label as hen.
Shumara wants to get better. I mean, yeah. What better is the hen, you know?
That's
I mean,
the
nothing's going to happen,
but nothing.
Live.
Yeah, but as far as the get is concerned, nothing will be chal. So the get was given al atanai, and the hen is that the get will be chal. The get not being chal means that mamsh nothing changed. He's still married to the wife and nothing, garnish ben garnish, that nothing happened. So that there, the surviving is considered the lav. That's not considered the hen. Even though that's what he hopes is going to happen. Because in the event that he survives, so the get was an act of futility. Nothing happened from the get.
It's always surprised me that this bracha that she gets, then this would apply to the guy said not. Yeah, I took it there because certainly something was going on. Unless the guy said not, something was. She wasn't mezanin, but she wasn't. No,
she acted improperly.
She acted improperly, and so she gets this bracha. So
because she went through a humiliating experience. Okay, he humiliated her. Took her to the Beis Hamikdash.
But she wasn't tzatzka. She wasn't
correct. Okay. Yeah. She accepts the shvuah. She's swearing. She's accepting. She's swearing that I did not have an affair, and she's accepting the curse upon herself. But is that really called a maisa ala tanai? What, she's accepting the curse ala tanai? It's a maisa mechira ala tanai, maisa get ala tanai, maisa kedusha ala tanai. Is the maisa that I'm doing ala tanai a curse? I'm accepting a curse ala tanai. I don't know. Is that called a maisa ala tanai? That the halacha should, even if you're naniach like Taisus, that a tanai lisha over is dina ke tanai. But what's over here? What maisa are they doing? The Torah says she has to accept the curse upon herself. I don't understand why it should have been hen kaidim lab. Why do you need hen kaidim lab over here? There is no maisalat tonight. I don't know. Anyway, so we assume the Gemara says Tanya kavasa da bai verov. The Brisa supports a bai verov. That's what the Mishnah means. The din in the fash is poschem l'schus means we make such a declaration. If you're innocent, you don't have to worry. Nothing is going to happen. The American legal system is not exactly so. You can be innocent and sit in prison for many years. Unfortunately, they say a lot of innocent people sit in prison. Yeah. So that's in the fashas. The fashas paschal nischus, and paschal lacham din imamina. Okay, that's the first difference. Next difference is din imamina is matan al piyach ben nischus ben lachoyva. You have a split vote. You have a bezin of three, and it's a split vote 2-1. So even if the two say chayv and the one says potter, you make him pay based on a roiv avechad. However, din in the fashion is matan piyachal l'schus to acquit him if it's a split vote. The bezno 23 is split 12-11. 12 say potter, 11 say chayv. So roiv avechad is sufficient to potter. However, al pishnaim b'chovati, the minister the einish misa, for that you need a roiv pishnaim. That's how the opening mishnah established that you need a bezno 23 because it says v'shavto heidah v'tzilu heidah. Eda means 10, so you need a possibility of having 10 dayanim say chai misa. 10 dayanim say pata. And then if it's 10 against 10, so it's even, so you have to have aim best and shokla, so you need 21. And then 21, so it's only possible if he'll say, if the one will say pata. If the one will say chayiv, so you can't give the death penalty based on a roig of echod, you got to have 22. So you can have 12 to 10. Yeah, but 12 to 10, 22, that's aim best and shokla. So that's how they arrived at the number of 23. That you need a bezin of 23. So that was the assumption in the opening Mishnah, that in order to be mechayev din in the fashis, you have to have a roiv of shnayim. The Minchas Chinuch we mentioned when we learned the first Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with the kasha. The Gemara says, Allah begin lam and based, all of the dinim in the Mishnah, the nine differences between mamlam and the fashis, apply to malchus as well. So yes, the kasha, we pass on the malchus is b'shloisha. So if you have a split vote 2 to 1, so you're so you can't give malchus unless it's a unanimous vote. If it's 2 to 1, it's only a roiv of echad. So roiv of echad is not sufficient. And the Gemara says all the 9 chilukim between manus and nefashas apply equally to malchus. So you have to have dafke unanimous vote. You can't have a roiv of echad. So the Minchas Chinuch answered based on the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this mitzvah when he counts this mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim. L'siach ram l'rois, you can't go based on a simple roiv of echad lechayev misa. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, you need a roiv ruba de minkara. You need a roiv that's niker. A roiv of echad is not enough. Here a roiv of shnayim. So this ticked off the Minchas Chinuch's mind. So he says by benching mezumin, if you have 10 people benching, so the Gemara says it's not sufficient that you had 6 people eating bread and 4 eating vegetables. You have to have 7 people. You need a ruba de minkara. You have to have 7 people eating bread, and 3 can be eating vegetables, and them it's tarfin to azim and abasor to say b'shem. But if you have 3, then you say roiv 2 to 1. If you have 2 ate bread and 1 ate the vegetables, so the one is mitzarf to the zimun. So how come over there when you have 10, so you need 7, and over here 2 out of 3 is enough? So the Rabbi Yoina comments on the Gemara that's a ruba de minkara. If you'll have 6 out of 10, it's 60%. If you have 7 out of 10, 70%. If you have 2 out of 3, it's 66.66%. So 66, if you only have 3 people ate, so 2 out of 3 is 66%. So that is called ruba de minkara. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch answers the kasha. If malchus is enough of bezna shloisha, that's how we passed in the opening Mishnah, and then 9 chilukim up carry over from the fashis to mamonis. So you can have a roiv of shnayim by malchus, unless you're going to have a unanimous vote, not mistaber. So he says, no, you need a roiv of shnayim if you have a bezna of 23. So then you need a roiv of shnayim. It's only 12 to 11. That's a roiv, but it's not a ruba de minkara. So if you have 13, if you have 13 to 10, then it'll be a ruba de minkara. But if you only have a bezna of 3, so 2 out of 3 is a ruba de minkara. 66% is a ruba de minkara.
So we asked last time when we did this, that 13 to 10 still is a ruba de minkara, because the percentage that works out that way. So
yeah,
I think that Minchas Chinuch was really saying not that nefashos has a ruba de minkara, but that a ruba de minkara is better than a 13 to 10 rove.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't say because...
Well, that's the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch was like that. A rove of echad is not enough. You need a shnayim, you need a rove of niker. That was what ticked off the whole Minchas Chinuch to answer this kasha, because that was the lashon of the Chinuch, that you can't give nefashos based on a roiv of echad, because you need a ruba de minkara. So if you have 13 to 10, it's a ruba de minkara. Okay, it's not in the percentages. And 2 out of 3 is better? Good. Okay, 2 out of 3 is better than that. So that's the roiv of echad. Okay. In American law, that's called double jeopardy. But the Minchas Chinuch points out that there are 2 mistakes. First of all, it's only in nefashos. Double jeopardy. Mamonis, there is no such din. In American law, in this country, it even applies to din and mamonis. Once he was acquitted in the court, he can't take him to court again on the same thing. Then number 2, the Minchas Chinuch says, all these din and mafats only apply if you're being dana Yisrael. If you're being dana ben noyach, you don't have all the din and hatzol. The tziluet is only by Jews. So he says, the founding father, he doesn't talk about the founding father, but according to the Minchas Chinuch, founding fathers made 2 little mistakes. It only applies to nefashos, and only applies to Bnei Yisrael. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. Dini mamadis hakol malamdim schus v'chayva. Dini nefashos hakol malamdim schus v'ein hakol malamdim chayva. What it means, Echad mena talmidim, the Gemara is going to explain. Rashi writes, Afila talmidim, hayosh m'lefnei adayan, v'lan esmala bebezn al kach. They're not members of the bezn, they don't have smicha. So if they want to say, one of the students raises in and said, I'd like to have permission to offer an opinion. So the head of the bezn says, do you want to give a whole argument why he deserves a death penalty, why he doesn't deserve a death penalty. So he says, I want to give an argument he does deserve, so we don't accept what he has to say. If he wants to be malamet zchus in dinim pashas, then we do. Dinim ominous, whether he wants to say l'schus or l'chaypa, we listen to everybody. Kabbalah samus mi misha amara, we accept good ideas from anybody, and we'll listen to what he has to say. Dinim pashas, only if he wants to say l'schus.
Oh, if you won't let him speak, l'chaypa.
Right.
Don't let him speak at all.
Right. Right. It's bad enough that some of the members of the bezin may come up with an idea that he's chayiv, but we don't need additional people to explain why he's chayiv. Yeah. So that's the behitzilah. We bend over backwards to try to be matzal benidom. Then the next din is also another din. Yeah, didn't mom some malamit chayva, malamit zchus, malamit zchus, malamit chayva. I gave a whole drasha why I think the Reuven has to pay Shimon $1 million. Then I changed my mind. I can give a whole drasha an hour later. I was talking. Then I said, oh, I made a mistake, and I back out and I give a whole drasha in this direction, that direction. You can give drashas all you want. However, didn't the fasha some malamit chayva, malamit zchus. Malamit zchus ain't a yochel achzal malamit chayva. If he said, I think he should be acquitted. And I gave a whole argument, then I want to change my mind. So they don't give me Rishus Adibur. The Gemara is going to say, I have a right to back out when it's holding by the Gemara. Then I vote that he is Chayv Misa. But they don't give me Rishus Adibur to give a whole argument to try to convince the other Dayanim also that he should be Chayv Misa. Anuschus, Amalamit Schus, Einachoyz Amalamit Chayv, but they don't give me the Rishus Adibur to argue about the case. Okay. Then Imamin is done by Yom the Gemara Balailo. Chilas Yeshiva's Bezdin has to be by Yom. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. You cannot make a Kriya's Bezdin Balayla unless Kibluhu. Look, the Baladinim, Reuven and Shimon, who have a dispute in Dinim Ominous, they can be Mikabal Pasul Adayaram, they can be Mikabal Balayla, they can be Mikabal whatever Psulim they want. But if you're talking about a Kosher Bezdin, the Kosher Bezdin, Chilas Yeshiva's Bezdin, the Kriya's Yeshiva's Bezdin has to be by Yom. Once they have the Kriya's by Yom, so they can continue to discuss the case Balayla also. There's no din that there's no Bezin Balayla. Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezin can be by Yom. Where do you see in another Gemara that there are halachas about Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezin? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Gemara in Bova Metzia. Again, the Perek Hazor, there's a Mishnah. Chomish Pruta saying there are five dinim that depend on a Pruta. Kiddusha Yisha is a Pruta. To be kind of Karaka Vikesav is Pruta. Pigim Maisesheni is Pruta. Meila Behegdish is Pruta. So it says there in the Gemara, you don't make, if Reuven has a tvi against Shimon, that he owes him pachas mishavah pruta. So you don't make a kviyas yeshiva's bezin on that. You don't make a kviyas yeshiva's bezin. But once there is a yeshiva's bezin on some other amount of money, a deal between Reuven and Shimon, so then once there is a yeshiva's bezin, so then they can be done even on the pachas mishavah pruta also. So you see from the Gemara there that there are dinim that are relevant. When do you have the right to be kaveya tchilas yeshivas bezin? So one of the dinim is dinim amenis in the fashas, the tchilas yeshivas bezin has to be bayom. We assume that it's ma'akev b'di'evet. Let's say bezin was mekabaleitis balaylo. It's even b'di'evet, it's not valid. It's not even valid b'di'evet. The tchilas yeshivas bezin has to be bayom. But once they're done bayom, gomer balaylo, because the gmar dinim amenis is the hemshach of the masa matan. The gmar dinim amenis is not a new thing. Din in the fashas done bayom, the gomer bayom. You can't make a Gmar Din Balayla, because the Or Sameach writes, you can't make a Gmar Din for Nefashas Balayla, because the Gmar Din is not just the Hemshech of the Masa Mat, not just that we started the Kviyas Yeshivas Bez Mayom, and we started the Masa Matan, and now we came to the conclusion. No, the Gmar Din by Din Nefashas declares the fellow as a Gabrik Tilo, and until then he's not a Gabrik Tilo. So the Gmar Din is a new thing, has a new effect. It's not just the Gmar of the Masa Matan. It's a new aloha. So the Gemara Din is like a Tchilas Yeshiva Bezna, new Yeshiva's Bezna. That's how he explains that Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Av Chafei on the Masoros HaShas, they give you the cross reference from Rosh Hashanah Chafei. So the Mishnah there says, if the Bezna was Mekabaleidim who testified they saw the new moon, and Bezna wants to declare today as Rosh Chodesh, So the Bezna was Makabalatus, and they're talking, and then it becomes Lailo. So the Mishnah says they cannot declare Balaila that it's Rosh Chodesh. And they have to wait till tomorrow. One might have thought that it should be like the Imam, and it's Adonai Bayamagam and Balaila. So Kiddush HaChodesh should be the same. In Ibra Hashana, Kiddush Chodesh Ibra Hashana should be the same as the Nimamanis. So Kamashmal on the Mishnah, that is not so. That yet the Gemar Din by the Kiddush Chodesh has to be by Yom. Why so? So the Yor Samech explains why. And Eluyas explains why. He says, because we have a Din Atem, Elam Arad Hashem Shetikro Oysom, is written in Chumash, in Parsha Samar, written Chosavav. It says three times. Shetikro Oysom, three times. So Rashi on the Torah's Kana quotes from the Sifra, that two of the three times that it's written is to teach me Atem Afilu Mutin. Even if Bez made a mistake, it's still Chal. So one goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, one goes on Ibar Hashana. Rashi doesn't explain the third one. Why he says the third time, El Me'ad Hashem Shetikro Yisam, and it's Chosavo. He just quotes from the Torah's Kanim about two out of the three. So the din is that the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibar Hashana is Chal, even if it's in error. So you see that the Gemar din by Kiddush HaChodesh is not just the Masa Matan came to a conclusion. The whole Masa Matan was we should not make today Rosh Chodesh. The whole Masa Matan was we should not make this year Rosh Hashanah Muberes. Then they go ahead and they make Fakert from the whole Shak Levitaria. They had a whole discussion. And then they decide, based on political reasons, that they should make Rosh Hashanah Muberes or should not make Rosh Hashanah Muberes. The Gemar Din by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Hashanah, it could even be an error. Atem Afilu Mutim, even a mistake. Atem Afilu Mezidin. So it's not that the Gemar Din is a Hemshach of the Matan. And Dini Mominus, the Gemar Din is the Masa Matan came to a conclusion. So as long as there was a Tchilas Yeshivas Bezen Bayom, so they can make the Gemar Din Balayla. But in the Fashas, the Gemar Din is a new unit. For Harai, you make him into a Gavrik Tila after the Gemar Din. So Kiddush HaChodesh Ibar Hashanah is also, until Bezen makes the Gemar Din, it doesn't become Rosh Chodesh automatically. Even if Bezen accepts the witnesses and say they saw the moon, it doesn't happen automatically that it becomes Rosh Chodesh. I think I must have mentioned, but we learned the first parrot. The Minchas Chinuch has a funny shayla when he talks about Kiddush HaChodesh. So he says, the Eidim who come to testify that they saw the new moon have to be kosher le'edus, they have to be bar mitzvah. So what if they're not yet bar mitzvah? Their bar mitzvah is going to be a Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And they come on the 30th day, of Iyar, and they say, we saw the moon today, we want you to make today Rosh Chodesh. So if they'll make today Rosh Chodesh, they'll be bar mitzvah. If they don't make today Rosh Chodesh, they won't be bar mitzvah. So he raises the question, do you have the right to say boin keichot? Since if you'll accept their testimony, it'll come out that they are bar mitzvah, so maybe they are kosher leidus. That's a minchas chinuch shayla. So I remember having shalashudas when I was 13 years old. I learned in Lakewood one summer. Rabbi Tendler sent a group of 10 boys to learn Lakewood. So we learned there for around 2 weeks or so, then he kicked everybody out. There was a ganza machloikas. So I remember Shalashudas, that Shabbos, Rabbi Nakota gave a shir, I didn't understand one word, and then neither did anybody else. And then everybody ran to the back room, so I asked, why is everybody running? So I said, Yankel Shiv, he was the best Talmud. Yankel Shiv, he married Balbel, and Soloveitchik's daughter later. Yankel Shiv says the Chazar Shir, so everybody ran to the back room. He said the Chazar Shir, I didn't understand one word. I don't think the other people understood anything either. So then Shalashudas, I was sitting next to Yankel Shiv. So this I did understand. So he was talking about that Minchas Chinuch. So he said he doesn't think that it makes any sense. Even if Bezdin will be Mekabaliatis, even if Bezdin will accept it, that they saw the moon today, it doesn't become Rosh Chodesh automatically. It's not that if we'll accept their aidus, then it'll come out that the kosher. Bezna has to declare Mekudesh Hayah Mekudeshas Rosh Chodesh. Kozman, they don't declare, even if the evidence is there, that even if it's clear, even if you have witnesses who are bar mitzvah, they were already bar mitzvah a long time ago, they're going to say, we saw the moon today, it doesn't become Rosh Chodesh automatically. If Bezna declares today's Rosh Chodesh, it becomes. And if they declare Rosh Chodesh, and they really shouldn't have declared it, it'll also become. It's only within certain boundaries. You can't have a month of less than 29 days or more than 30 days. You can't have a year of less than 12 months or more than 13 months. But those are the rules. Within those rules, atem afilu mizidna, atem afilu mutin, even if they make a mistake. So that's what the Or Sameach says. That the Gemara had a halamina, that Kiddush HaChodesh should be the same as the Limominis, So they come to the maskana, it's not. Din Kiddush HaChodesh is the same as Din in the Fashas. Just like by Din in the Fashas, the Gmar Din makes him into a Gavra Ketila. The Gmar Din is a separate unit. So you have to have a Tchila Sishivis, Bezna has to be Bayom. The Gmar Din is not a Hemshech of the Masan Matan. So too by Kiddush HaChodesh in Yipa Shana, the Gmar Din is not a Hemshech because of the Din. Atem Afilu Mutim, Atem Afilu Mizidim, even if they made a Shana Muberis without grounds for it, it's also going to be good. That's the Rasameach's explanation. It's in Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh he has it. He says that's Pshat in Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei. Then there's another difference. If you have a Din Torah, Din Imam is Gomer Baba Yom Bein L'Schuz Bein L'Chayva. Let's say it's a quick Din Torah. I remember once Rabbi Benji Yudin had two Balabatim from his shul. They had a dispute about Din Imamunis. They had bought some real estate in California, $7 million, and there was a dispute. So they were both balabatim in his shul, so he didn't want to get involved. So he brought them to the yeshiva once on a Sunday afternoon. And then they picked the first three rabbanim that they found in the base medrash, and we had it in Torah. And we encouraged them they should go for pshara instead of going for din. And the case was so open and shut. So we said, both according to the din and according to the pshara, one party is entitled 100% to all the money. Pshara doesn't always mean you divide everything in it. Pshara means what does Yosha dictate? So the din was like that, and the pshara was like that. So the whole din Torah took less than a half an hour. The whole story took less than a half. We didn't have to wait till tomorrow to think it over. Din imamun is gomen bo bayom, bein l'schus, bein l'choyv. Din nefashos is not so. You have to think it over overnight. If the bezdin wants to acquit him, if the roiv of the bezdin, let's say it's a split vote, the 22 dayanim are split. So 13 say that he's poten, 10 say that he's chayev. So we seize the opportunity, we say poten, goodbye and good luck, shine the case is over. But if the 13 out of the 23 say that he's chayiv misa, and the 10 say that he's patur, so we're not going to make the gemar din so quickly. We're not going to give him the death penalty today. He say you have to have halonas hadin. The gemar learns that from sukkim. Tzedek Yoldenburg, v'ata meratzchem. In Yirmi, I think. Tzedek Yoldenburg. So din in the nefashos, gomer b'bayom b'schus. If we want to quit him, we can come to a conclusion today. However, if you want to be mechayiv him, you have to have halonas hadin. If yom shel acharav, if you want to say that he is Chayiv Misa, then you have to wait overnight, think it over again, they should discuss it again, and then if tomorrow they still think that he's Chayiv Misa, then they have another vote, and they say the guy's Chayiv Misa. So then the Gemara has a din. If they're going to give him the death penalty in the morning, then the Bezin is not allowed to eat all day long, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sochlo Al Adam. Lo Sochlo Al Adam, the Gemara has on Dav Samach Gimel. There are different levels of interpretation in the Pasuk. And all of the dinim are included in that pasuk. So one of the dinim is Bezdin Shargos Anefesh Intonim Klum Kolosa Hayom. Where is that? Minayin Shein No. It's around 12 lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Minayin LeSanhedrin. The line begins with the word Sanhedrin. Shargos Anefesh Intonim Klum Kolosa Hayom Tamla LeSelchlu Al Hadam. You're not allowed to eat for the remainder of the day. So they don't want to fast Hanesim. So the Gemara says, in my cotton, the way to do it is, the way they'll discuss the whole day whether he's Chayiv Misa, then right an hour before the Shkia, they'll give a Gemara Din, they'll give him the death penalty. So they fast for an hour. Because they're going to give him the death penalty in the morning, they have to fast the whole day long. So it's annoying.
Did we say the same thing for Knas, that it could be done at night, it starts during the day?
If I'm not mistaken, that's a machlokes diktsos and the nesivos, because many hold that by knas, just like din in the nefashos, there's no chiyuv misa at all till bezin makes the gemar din. So by knas also, the chiyuv knas only comes after gemar din. The Tosfos had a Tosfos in Ksubas quotes the Yerushalmi, and it's really in Gemara and Bava Kama that I find based. When it comes to a knas, afilu bebolos is yedei shemayim, you don't have to pay on your own until bezin makes the gemar din. So Rabbi Kiveger has a Negilian Ashas on the first parak in Makkos, a Pshat and a Gemara, and the Ktzeis's brother wrote a Sefer Trumas Akri, but they both have the same Pshat and the Gemara, that by Knas, just like Nefashes, the Gemara Din of the Bezdin creates the Chi of Knas. So that's what one of the two, I forgot already, either the Ktzeis or the Nefashes, one of them holds that by Knas also has to be done by Yom, begomer by Yom. It can't be gomer by Lail, because the Gemara Din of Knas is a separate unit. It's not a hemshech. It's not just a hemshech of the Masa Matan. It's a separate unit. It creates the Chi of Knas. That's the question, if that's really true. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a Shita Mukubetzes and Ksubis in the fourth parak, where the Shita Mukubetzes shows from Poshim Pshat Negemara that it's not true, that by Nefashis and by Knas, the Chiyuv is really there all along. From the time the guy was Mechal Shabbos, he's really Chayv Misa, and the Chiyuv Knas was there all along. But Afilu Babalatz, this Rishmaim, doesn't make sense that he should pay on his own, because Knas has to be as an onish. An onish can't be self-imposed. Has to be imposed by the bezin, so you have to have a psak of a bezin. But once you have the psak is just the gemara of the masa matan, then it's a gloy milsa lemafred. That's how he quotes the shittim kubetzes is machriach that pshat in the gemara. That's how Rabbi Chanan shakes that up. That's famous. The Rabbi Kivega on the Gilyan Hashas on the first parak in Makkos with the Ksais's brother and the Chumash Sakri, they both interpret in the gemara like that. That by knas and by nefashas, Bezdin creates the chiyuv. Till Bezdin creates it, there is no chiyuv. So that's what led either the Ksois and the Sivis one have to say that Dan Bayam Gambalala wouldn't apply to Knas, just like it doesn't apply to Malkus and to Misa. Because we assume that the Bezdin is Mechadish, something new with the Gmardin.
And Rabbi
Chanan hopes
that by Misa also?
Yeah, he quotes the Shidim Rebetzu, shows from the Gemara by Misa also. Except by Misa is an onish, so you have to have a psak of a bezin. But once a bezin paskens, it's a gloy milsa mafre, he was chay Misa from the time he was Mechal Shabbos. It's not that the chi of Misa is only mikar al habo. Rabbi Kivega learns on the Gemara Makkos, the same as the Trumas Akri, that the chi of Misa is created all day the Gemara Dina, the bezin.
It's because of Kimura Dramine? Because that, if you do something at the same, if I shoot someone and I break a lamp at the same time, the chiyuv didn't kick in until after. If we say that the Beis Din creates the chiyuv, right, it shouldn't matter about the Zman doing it.
But today was the Maisa HaMechayiv. The Maisa Chil Shabbos is you still have to do the Avera. So if I made a Hezek simultaneously with the murder, let's say I murdered someone and I made a Hezek at the same time. Even if one should assume that you need the Gemar Din of the Beis Din to create the chiyuv Misa, but the Maisa Ritzicha is what led up to it. So that's also governed with Kam Levi Deramine. If simultaneously with the Maisa Ritzicha he made a Hezek, so he's not chayef to pay. Yeah, that's the Arsamech goes like the Arsamech in his pshat. He's assuming, like Rabbi Kivega and like the Chumah Sakri, that the Bezdin creates the Chiyuv Din in the Nefashos. So that's why it has to be done in Bayam. Gam in Bayam can't be Gam in Balayla, because the Gemar Din is not a Hemshech of the Masa Amat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what does it say in the Mishnah that you can't, if you have a case of Dina Nefashis, if the Bezdin decides that it's Chai Misa, they don't give the Einish today, they have to reconvene tomorrow. Lefichach, the second white line in the Mishnah says, Lefichach, since you need Halana Sadin, if you want to Paskan Lechaiva, in Donim, you can't have a case of Din and Nefashos, Lo Be'er Shabbos, Lo Be'er of Yontif. Why? Because even if you complete the whole discussion today, Erev Shabbos, you have to wait till tomorrow. You're going to wait till tomorrow is Lech Shabbos. So we have a Pasuk, Lo Sivareish B'chomash Hazech V'yoyim HaShabbos, that you're not allowed to give Tzreifas Baskoyim. The Gemara says that B'chomash Hazech means Moshe Bezna to tomorrow later. It refers to Moshe Bezna. They can't administer Tzreifas Baskoyim on Shabbos. So you have to wait till Sunday, so that's already going to be in your Hadin. If you're going to make the Gemar Din on Shabbos, then you can't give the Einish Misa till Sunday. So therefore, you shouldn't start the whole case of Din and Nefashis, Lo Be'er Shabbos, Lo Be'er Yontif, because you won't be able to make the Gemar Din with the Einish tomorrow on Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday, so that'll be in Inui Hadin. So there's a meaning in Shulchan Aruch that when a couple gets divorced in such a serious case, we treat it as if it were like Din and Nefashis, so you don't do a get on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. What does it got to do? There's no din Erev Shabbos, you don't do a get. You don't do din and force of Erev Shabbos because you're going to have Alanas HaDin. You're going to wait till Shabbos, can't give the Einish Misa, it's going to be Inui HaDin. But by the get, you do the get, 1, 2, 3, the get is finished in an hour, the whole story is over. But that's the meaning in Shulchan Aruch, that since giving a get is such a serious matter, it's comparable to din and force, so ain donam lo be'er Shabbos lo be'er Yom Tov. You don't give a get to Erev Shabbos. But Moshe had a case when he was in Europe. So I think it was Erev Shabbos, and it was Chodesh Iyar. Many have a practice, you don't give a get in Chodesh Iyar because there's a machlek, how do you spell it? With one yud or two yuds? Aleph yud resh, aleph yud yud resh. So, what else? There were a few issues, but and it was the first time that a get was written in that city, so Moshe had to establish what the spelling of the city is. The get is written in Hebrew, so really you should spell the city in Polish, in Russian, or whatever. So we have a chumra based on the Rama. The Rama says you can't write a get b'shtei lashonos. A get that's written half in one language, half in another, half in one script, half in another script, is not acceptable. Some say when you fill out a ksuba, so the ksuba is always, the printed ksuba is always in printed letters, and then when you fill it out, you write in the script. So some say that's two different scripts, that's not acceptable. So you should get someone to fill in the missing spaces in the ksuba and block letters. They shouldn't fill it in script. No, that's already a chumra. But the Rambam says the Rambam had a girsan at Tosefta like that. The Ravid is Masik. He says it's a girsan mishubeshes. It's a mistake in the Tosefta. And his girsa, the Ravid's girsa, is that a get b'shtei lashonos is acceptable. We're machma like the Rambam. So let's say the husband's name is Jacques or whatever, bonjour. So it's very hard to figure out how to write that in Hebrew letters. So write it in French? No. You can't write half the get in Hebrew letters and half the get in French or in English because of the Rama. The Rama says get b'shtei lashonos is not good. So we're machmer to transliterate. So that's a lot of times it's problematic, it's questionable how you transliterate. So that's usually when you have a get. So someone has to establish what's the spelling of the city. And then in Europe, every city had a name that the Goyim called it, and the Jews called it by a different name. A lot like Dvinsk. The Jews called it Dvinsk, and the Goyim called it different name. Every city was like that. Warsaw, Vilna, every city. We call it Vilna, and they call it Vilnius. Varsha was also. The Jews called it Varsha, and the Goyim called it a different name. Every city was like that. So you have to establish what's the correct spelling. So Moshe writes a longer tshuva that it was on Friday, and I think it was Chodesh Iyar, and it was the first time a get was given in the city, had to establish the spelling. So but it was a big shas hatchak, because the husband was a meshugana, and the main shaila was the husband was crazy. That was the main shaila. What do you mean crazy? That the husband could never make a living, so he used to be a malamed for little children. Crazy people. Job that used to be a mom with little children, and he used to run around naked because he was like Otomarish and Kadim Achet. He was always giving musa to people, so he would grab their jewelry, climb up on top of a tree, and say he's not going to give them back their jewelry unless they do tshuva, a real crackpot. So, and he thought that he was Mashiach. He was telling everybody he's Mashiach. So the wife was suffering from the husband for years until finally the husband agreed to give a gift. So Moshe was asking the husband, do you still think that you're Mashiach? So he says, yes, he knows he's Mashiach, but he doesn't run up on the trees, he doesn't grab, because the people don't listen to me, so I gave up my, he's not going to do anything about it, but still knows that he's Mashiach. So Moshe says, that was the main shiloh. All the other things, that was easy, and the main shiloh was, he was Mekel. He said, that's not a Meshuggah. When they told over Rav Soloveitchik, this was in Europe. Rav Moshe printed the Tshuva, this shaila was in Europe. When they told this over, one of the Rabbanim told it over to Rav Soloveitchik, so he was very upset. So he said, you shouldn't tell this to anybody. That's such a bizoyan. There's an international sign of a Meshuggah. Everybody knows the guy thinks he's Mashiach. He's crazy. So Rav Moshe explains why he's not crazy. Shvera Tshuva.
The Rabbanim comes out, the Chumran comes out of Kulosov. I mean, you make a
Qumrah
where you could write it in English and be sure what the spelling is.
Yeah. We always insist on writing it everything in Hebrew. And then we have an Asik. How do you transliterate Jacques? How do you transliterate? So we have classical spellings for all of these names. Yeah. So Rav Moshe liked that. He would tell over for years and years, there used to be two boys who were by Rav Moshe all day and all night. One was Aaron Felder, he passed away a couple of years ago. He used to live in the neighborhood. And one was Elimelech Bluth, who lives in Flatbush. So Aaron Felder would drive around Rav Moshe every so often to a bris, to a chasan or something. So he said, when there's nothing else to talk about, Rav Moshe would tell over, he enjoyed very much that story about the Meshuggah, and thought he was Mashiach. Rav Moshe would tell over the whole story from the beginning to the end, why he was Mekel, it was Friday, and it was here, and it was this, and it was that. Eliyahu Kulam, the guy was crazy. And he held that he's still Moshiach. Yeah. Yeah, what does it say, Vaita? Dinim Amenis, Hatumas, Vataras, Maschilim, and Agorl. If you have a conference of Rabbonim, and you want everybody to express their opinion, so Derech Eretz did case, he asked the biggest Amachachim to give his opinion first. Dinim Nefashas, Maschilim, and Atzad, he asked the least Talmud Chacham to express his opinion first. Why? So the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk in Mishpat Melasana Al Riv, and there's a kriya ksiv, and it's the kriya is Lasana Al Riv, and the ksiv is Lasana Al Rav, without a yud. It doesn't have a yud, but we read it as if it does have a yud. So what does that mean? So Rashi writes Min Atzad, the second white line in Rashi, Min Atzad Meraktanim. Yes, the least learned person to express his opinion first. Maybe if he'll ask the greatest Talmud Chacham to express his opinion first, he may think that he's chayav misa, but yirtzu lachlek al dvarim shum lasan ariv, al dvarim shal gadol, rav ksiv lo yud. So Rashi writes, lo yirtzu lachlek al dvarim. They may not want to argue with him. What do you mean they may not want to? You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? So Rashi sounds like they're really supposed to express their honest to goodness opinion. If they disagree, they have to disagree. But he may feel uncomfortable. The chief rabbi of Soloveitchik said, the guy's Chayav Misa, I'm going to go argue with him. Moshe Feinstein said, he's Chayav Misa, I'm going to go argue. He may not want to disagree. This is a problem because Rashi later, it's a steer in the Rashi. Rashi on Lamed Vav and Aleph has about 20 lines from the bottom. Dibra Maschal Osana Al Rav. There's a parenthesis in Rashi that says, Davcha Vav and Aleph. This is on page Lamed Vav and Aleph, and the Gemara says, is there Rashi? So in parenthesis says that chavavim and also the line after that lasana riv ksiv below yud mashmalot tachlok ala muflo shel abezin. You're not allowed to argue with the greatest Talmud Chacham hilchoch lai maschilina mine. We don't start from the greatest Talmud Chacham. Dil machazi lai chayva, he may say chay misa. We're not allowed to disagree with him. Loi pagina ilave. So that's why maschilim in atzad. So Rashi and the Gemara sounds like he holds lasana al rav. That's the pshat. You're not allowed to argue with the biggest Talmud Chacham.
Nobody's going to argue. So how you can have a fair bet in Torah?
So that's
the Torah you can argue.
So you have to first maschilim and atzad. First, the lesser Talmud Chacham say. So everybody has a right to argue with them.
Uh-huh.
That's what Rashi says on the Gemara. The Rashi and the Mishnah says, "V'lo yirtzu lachlak al dvar." They may not want to argue. So this, the Mishnah Melech has a discussion of this. And then in the end of the Sefer Parashas Drachim, the Mishnah Melech, that's the Drush Sefer of the Mishnah Melech, he has the Derech Mitzvah Secha. I was looking through the Sefer this morning, I couldn't find it, but it's there. He has a paragraph about this. How did the Rishonim understand Lasan al Rav? So some say you're not allowed to disagree, like Rashi says in Lama Vav, you're not allowed to disagree with the greatest Talmud Chacham in the Bezin. And in Dinim Amenis, so Maschilim and Agorl. So whatever the first one says, that's it. The other two have to say exactly the same. They're not allowed to disagree. Wow.
Maybe only a kid in the bushes.
I don't know. And then so I think the Mishnah Melech calls the smag interprets Lasana al Rav, Lasana Rav, Lasana Rav. Lasana means you're not allowed to keep quiet. It's an avera to keep quiet. You're not allowed to keep still and just say what the bigot Talmud Chacham says, so we're afraid that you may violate that din, so that's why we have you speak first. But if the first Talmud Chacham, if the biggest Talmud Chacham said first that it's chayiv, you're mechuyev to express your opinion, not like the Rashi says on Lamed Vav, it's also lachlakol. So that's a machlokes Rishonim. Which direction do you translate the pasuk? Lasana means don't hold back what you want to say, lasana means don't disagree with the Gadol. And others point out it's a steer in the Rashi. Rashi and the Mishnah sounds lo yirtzu lach lekadvar. Rashi and Mar says you're not allowed to argue.
Isn't there another steer in Rashi also based off that? I mean, the nafkamina would be whether the mufla have to start or whether anyone could start. Because if it's lo sana al rav means you can't argue with the mufla, then you could start with the second most important guy. But if it's a psychological limit, that no one's going to want to argue with someone greater than them. Mm. Then you would say it's to the least.
Interesting. Yeah, could be. Could well be. Then the Mishnah ends all. Hakol Shem Lod Nid Mamnes, and Hakol Shem Lod Nid Nefash. Elikadim Levim Yisrael, Mamasiim LeKohuna. Why? To become a member of a Sanhedrin is a Sarara. So you have to be roi for a svara, you have to have a yichas. So if he's a mamzer, a cholol, something wrong with him, a ger, so you can't appoint him to be a member of a Sanhedrin. But the mamonis, that's the, you put together a bezin, that's not considered a svara. It is a svara. The Gemara has a ger dan chaver hager. A ger can be dan another ger. So Tosis says, Rashi doesn't agree. But Tosis, we accept the Tosis here. Is the Tosis on Mamon Bavim, but it's Chodel Asu Yigir. So the Gemara says, Ger Dan Chaveir Hager, that goes on Mamonis. But in the Foshas, a Ger cannot be Dan Chaveir Hager, because he doesn't get the first base. He can't be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin, because to be a member of a Sanhedrin is already a Sarara. And you learn that from the Psukim in Chumash. It's in Parshas Shmos, I think it says. Shmos of Vayera. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu to Parah to be the shliach. Then it says Elish Moses Bnei Yisrael goes Reuben, Shimon, Levi. So Rashi says, Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Mitoch Shehuzkak LeYaches Moshe. Torah had to give the Yichas HaMoshe because we're appointing him to a position of Svara. He's the shliach of the Ban Shalom. So they started from Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and they stopped over there. Why was Mitoch Shehuzkak LeYaches Moshe? Why do you have to be Miyaches Moshe? Because he was just appointed to a position of Svara. So the Brisker Rav has in his Sefer HaChumash, that's where the Gemara got this idea from, that in order to be appointed to a position of Svara, you have to have a good Yichas. So a Ger cannot be Dan Chaber, a Ger Nefoshes, he can't become a member of a Sanhedrin Bechlal. And indeed, the Maman is a Ger Dan Chaber, a Ger. But it can't be Dan Yisrael, because that's an Yisrael Svara. Yeah, that's the Tosfos on Lamed Vavim. Okay, let's see, tomorrow... I'd like to give a shiur, but tomorrow is the siyum at 1 o'clock, and I have some kind of a meeting in the morning. So I can learn from 11:30 to 1. Maybe we'll learn 11:30 in the morning till 1 o'clock. Then where's the siyum? 501 across the street. First 501. Okay. How many people are Messiah? Okay, we'll celebrate, but those are our big Messiah. That's no, this is Siyam on Sanhedrin tomorrow. Oh. Thursday is a Siyam on the All Seder of Noshin. Yeah. Oh boy, the next Gemara, there's Hard Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim has a lot to say. Ooh, I gotta find out. I have written down it's 1 o'clock. Okay. If it's 12 o'clock, then we'll learn, I guess, after the Siyam. Okay. But if it's, I don't know exactly when. If the Siyum is 12 o'clock, then we'll learn after the Siyum. Okay. The next Gemara, very hard with Rav Chaim in the beginning of Hilchas Seder. Hard Gemara. So this letter that I received.